pasture prospects continued to be promising, but delayed in some cases. Cattle futures firmed Wednesday as wholesale beef values strengthened. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 25th of October. Although cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon on light to moderate demand, there were some early live sales in the Western Corn Belt on Tuesday at $112 a hundredweight, which was $2 more than last week. By the way, there were only 1,051 head offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction and no takers, but two lots passed out at $105. Stronger wholesale beef prices, notions of steady to higher fed cattle prices, as well as a surge in lean hog futures, helped cattle futures firm Wednesday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 71 cents higher, except for 45 cents lower in spot October. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 48 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were higher on moderate to fairly good demand and light to moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.11 higher Wednesday afternoon at $211.39 a hundredweight. Select was 96 cents higher at $197.82. Here are trends from some of the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers weighing less than 850 pounds sold $2 to $3 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Steers weighing more than 850 pounds sold fully steady. Feeder heifers there traded $4 to $6 higher. A day earlier, weaned steer calves sold $6 to $10 higher and mostly steady to firm for heifer calves. There are 11,271 head on offer across both days. Through mid-session at Winter Livestock Auction in Dodge City, steers weighing 900 to 950 pounds were selling $1 to $3 higher, with steady to higher undertones noted for other comparable weights. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 750 were trading $1 to $3 higher and steady to slightly higher at other comparable weights. There are an estimated 5,000 head on offer. Steer calves weighing 450 to 550 sold $2 to $5 higher at Hub City Livestock in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where 3,920 head were on hand. Steers sold mostly steady to $5 lower at 551 to 600 pounds, $5 lower at 601 to 700 pounds, $1 to $2 lower at 801 to 900 pounds, and $2 to $5 higher at 901 to 1,000 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 450 to 500 sold $3 to $4 higher and mostly steady at 501 to 550 pounds. Finally, steer calves weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold steady to $5 lower at Huss Platte Valley Livestock Auction in Kearney, Nebraska. Heifer calves weighing 4.5 to 6.5 sold $3 to $6 lower. There are 2,865 head on offer. Cash bids for grains and soybeans were mixed to lower on Wednesday. Analysts with the Daily National Grain Market Summary noted that weather in most of the U.S. has been conducive to harvest this week, with much of the same expected in upcoming forecasts. Wheat bids were 10.5 cents lower to 15 cents higher. Soybean bids were 7.25 to 10.25 cents lower. Sorghum bids were 3.75 cents lower. Corn bids were 3 cents lower to a penny higher, while corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower to 2 cents lower. Major U.S. financial indices plunged Wednesday. Pressures appeared to be many and varied, everything from declining tech and bank stocks to concerns about economic growth tied to worries about trade and rising interest rates. For instance, sales of new single-family houses in September were 5.5% less than the prior month's adjusted rate. That according to the U.S. Census Bureau and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Although home sales were 3.5% more year over year, September sales represented the slowest pace since December of 2016, according to the National Association of Home Builders. According to Robert Dietz, chief economist for the Home Builders Association, home price gains and rising interest rates are slowing down the housing market, particularly in high-cost areas and among entry-level buyers who are sensitive to price increases. He adds that overall job and economic growth should help support the housing market in the months ahead as it adjusts to higher mortgage interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 608 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 84 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 329 points. Stocker budgets for winter grazing still look quite favorable unless grazing delays stretch out too long and cut available grazing days excessively, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. On the one hand, Peel explains precipitation in Oklahoma for the past month is the second most on record at 187% of normal and the most precipitation on record for the last 90 days. That provides lots of promise. In fact, Peel says some producers may be looking to stock a bit heavier than usual, given the potential for better than average wheat forage production. On the other hand, the extraordinary moisture is delaying some planting and pasture development. For the first time in many years, Peel says turnout for wheat grazing is likely to be delayed by excess moisture across many regions of the state. He explains some early planted wheat is close to ready, but some producers have struggled to get cattle ready for grazing. With the added health challenges posed by wet, sloppy conditions, Peel notes some producers have delayed purchases recently, while some folks selling cattle have faced difficulty in gathering and getting them to market. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 25th of October. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.